This is Fido Friendly Travel Talk. Here's your host, Susan Sims.
Hey everybody, it's Susan Sims with Fido Friendly Travel Talk, brought to you by Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. So Campgrounds of America, known as KOA, has sponsored our annual pet adoption tour, Get Your Licks on Route 66, for several years. So I am delighted to speak with Jenny McCullough today to share what adventures await when staying at a KOA. Hi, Jenny. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's my pleasure. So for those of us who have not ventured out to visit a KOA, can you just give us a little bit of history on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So Campgrounds of America, or KOA, as we are well known, started here in Billings, Montana in 1962. Our first campground was along the banks of the Yellowstone River when our founder, Dave Drum, noticed a lot of people traveling back and forth on the highway to the World's Fair. And he noticed that they didn't have anywhere to camp or stay. And so he opened up his property to campers along the route. And we've been around since then. We've got over 500 locations in North America. Our first franchise park was actually in Cody, Wyoming. So most of our properties are individually owned and operated.
Well, I'm telling you, we're big fans. We've been doing the tour, the pet adoption tour, for this will be our 18th year. We do not have a camper. We have and never had an RV experience. However, luckily for us, there are accommodations, lodging at most of the KOAs. So tell us a little bit about that and why that's so great for us who travel in our cars and with our dogs.
Yeah, so we have cabins at KOAs. We have rustic cabins that are 1 to 2 bedroom, no bathrooms. We've got deluxe cabins, which have 1 to 2 to 3 bedrooms, kitchens, and in-suite bathrooms. And then we've got unique accommodations to more style like glamping. So safari style tents. We have tree houses. Some of our campgrounds have cabooses. You name it. If it's a unique accommodation, one of our campgrounds probably has it. So we like to say that we're the largest glamping campground business in North America as well. But people just don't really think of glamping and KOA all the time, too. So it's lots of different ways to stay.
One of our favorites, I have to tell you, is the Fort Collins, Colorado spot for us. There's a lake and I'm not sure how large that is, but there's a wonderful walking path around it. And there's this wonderful artwork that people have painted on tree trunks, on rocks. It was such a delight and what a surprise. And we looked forward to that. Every time we check in there, we look forward to that. It never gets old. And I know that they're not all the same, but that just happens to be one of our favorites. And another thing I'd like to point out are the little dog parks that most of these KOA campgrounds have. And I looked on your website and it looks like you have something new. It's the Paw Pen sites, and that's PEN. Tell us about those.
Yeah. Well, first, we do have all of our campgrounds do have what we call the Camp Canine, which you just referred to. It's the little fenced in dog areas for our furry friends who are camping with us, so they can be off leash. But a couple years ago, we took that one step further. And so now campers, whether you have an RV or a cabin or a unique accommodation, even some tent sites have paw pen sites. So your little pup doesn't have to be on a leash the whole time you're at your site. There's a fenced in area that they can be like their little mini yard, and they can have freedom to kind of roam around without being on a leash. And those are very popular sites with our campers.
That's really cool, because I've over the years seen people with their fifth wheels and so on, and they have their own little setup. So this kind of just takes that a step further. So those of us that don't have that, it's perfect for letting our little ones be out there at the same time that we are without having to leash them up. And now, do you allow other pets besides dogs?
Yeah, we do. You know, every campground's different in what they allow, because they're all individually owned and operated. But we have seen miniature pigs. We've seen normal sized pigs. We have goats that visit campgrounds quite often. We've, you know, many of our campers have cats, especially some of our long-term campers. So we've really kind of seen every kind of pet that you can imagine at our KOA campgrounds.
And I know this year's special, we're celebrating the 250th anniversary of America. And on Route 66, there's going to be, all types of things happening this entire year. So we are looking forward to our trip again and looking forward to staying at several of our favorite KOAs. And before I let you go, is there anything else you would like our listeners to know? And what's the best place for them to learn more?
Well, the best place to go is just kway.com. And do you know that all of our campgrounds allow dogs? So you don't have to, you know, try to find the campground that does. They're all dog friendly. In fact, we love pets. Many of our campground owners will have a campground dog that's on site with them. And we really go out of our way to make sure that everybody is accommodated, even our pets. So we'll have pet wash stations. Some of our campgrounds even do pet parades. So if you enjoy traveling with your full family and your furry family, we're the perfect spot for you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
That's it for Fighter Friendly Travel Talk. You have been listening to my guest, Jenny McCullough with KOA. Log on to KOA.com to learn more. And for more information about today's show or just about traveling with Fido, log on to FidoFriendly.com. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Simmons with Fido Friendly Travel Talk.